Now, as related to the NPA, said he was also found guilty of claiming to hold a master's degree from Wits University, one of the top universities on the African continent, as well as a doctorate in engineering management from a German university. Whereas he's never had any qualifications remotely close to that. These are all part and parcel of several skeletons that Prasa has had in the cupboard and the cabinet for a number of years. And as you rightly say, as much as we're not going to condone this because it's wrong, but it's part of a systemic problem, rightly agreed. So, Lay, too?
Think that with him.
So, later you breaking up.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hello. I'm saying the issue isn't only about him per se. The issue also is about who are the people who check these things, and whether or not there are systems in place that are able to verify these. And I think that, you know, in any kind of organization in the country, whether it's an NGO or a company, all these things, there are very simple, standardized ways to basically verify these things. And the mere fact that in this case, you have a large organization that does not have that is quite frightening.
Now, taking steps to remedy these problems. So essentially, we should look at the root cause of where the rot had already set in within the PRASA infrastructure. Should we go to the root cause of that problem and say, right, how do we remedy this? This could only be about completely uprooting where it originated from.
Yes, correct. But we can't look at PRASA in isolation here. We have to look at all parastatals and the way that they are governed generally. And so yes, I think that in this case, we're looking at a PRASA specific issue. But I think that the issue is deeper than that. It's really the ways in which a lot of government departments as a whole have been governed for many years. And so I think that here, I think that it sort of gains a lot more prominence because it is quite a senior position. The issue for me is, you know, well, then if we go just below that into, say, middle management, or we go even, below that, what do we see? What do we find? And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't find the same patterns across the board.
Now, the NPA went further to say that his false qualifications and the direct impact that this has had on PRASA, as well as the large amount involved, because we understand, maybe you can just clarify this for us as well, Etu. There's talk of some asset forfeiture and the amount is over 5 million. Is that true?
I'm not quite sure. I would have to check about what the actual figures are.
So,
but I'm not quite sure.
When they're making reference to asset forfeiture, is this perhaps what Tinkulu possibly could have accrued over the years while he was employed at PRASA in the senior position? Could that possibly be the case?
Correct, yes. Yes.
Now, where do we go from here? We literally, I'm sure, we had maybe several thousands of South Africans who may have been suitably qualified to hold this position, who had a master's degree in engineering, who could have been employed. This kind of is a direct smack in the face of those who hold tertiary level qualifications and postgraduate degree qualifications, etc. Many people perhaps coming across this now for the first time or seeing the details thereof, they may feel, we've done so many years, you know, of studies at university, etc., etc. Only for something like this to happen, it's kind of very disrespectful towards those who actually have put in the time and the energy and the worth and sacrificed many years at tertiary level.
It is, yes. And look, I think that the issue also is the fact that, you know, most qualified people feel that they would really love to work for the government, for example, or they really would like to do some kind of public service. But then the perception that people have of the public service is that issues around employment are not based on whether or not you've got the kind of qualifications or whether you have got the right degree, experience, and so forth. but it's about who you know and whether you know the right people or whether you are in the right party, etc. And I think that for as long as that perception exists, the overall implication is that the public service, therefore, doesn't attract highly skilled graduates that the country needs. And so, yes, on the one hand, it is about a kind of despondency that people may feel. But the most important thing for me, though, is that it means that a lot of important positions in the public service as a whole do not attract good, skilled graduates. And that's a huge issue, I think.
It is. Good point that you've made there. Political analyst, Mr. Zweletu Jalobe, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks.